Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles. Now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
This is what the San Francisco 49ers need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson, Chris Trapasso from With the First Pick, here to give you the ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 31st overall. All right, jump to the old NFL mock draft database simulator. And Harry, let's go to quarterbacks as we get a draft one. Just kidding.
Gotcha. This is fun because this is not a team that has obviously glaring needs, but I think you start to try to plan for the future. Like, what does it look like if Brock Purdy has a big deal? The future of Brandon Ayuk. So for a team that was very close to winning a Super Bowl, but unfortunately for Kyle Shanahan, still not a ton of need. So it can be really best player available with a lot of these 10 picks.
So off the top, Amarius Mims at right tackle, Jackson Powers Johnson, interior offensive lineman, both fill needs. Hit cornerback real quick, Harry, just to see who's out there. So the run on cornerbacks, Mike Sanders still is there. Mikey, if you want to get a slot guy, but I think for me, Traps, I'm leaning
towards. There's no one at that cornerback that would be, worthy of this high of a pick. I mean, I like Abrams Drain more than everyone, but I think 31 would be a little early for him.
I have a second round grade on Chris Abrams Drain. We might be in the same boat on that one. But
Which tackle fits or which offensive lineman. I mean, Powers Johnson with his mobility, you would think fits what the 49ers like to do mobility wise. And Mims can do freaky stuff at like 6'7", 340. He doesn't really feel like a zone blocking scheme type.
Oh, I think he's great in space. The problem is he's just struggled to stay healthy. But Jackson Powers Johnson is a proven commodity. Amarius Mims, you're taking a long shot. Now, Kyle Shanahan has a history of taking long shots on athletic players.
Yeah, he does.
So I'll let you.
Mims a lot too. I like Mims a lot too. And actually, in saying that, I've watched the film and seen a lot of people mention that Kyle Shanahan still evolving his offense, and he ran a lot more power and gap scheme stuff. He's not just that Mike Shanahan wide zone run on every single play when they do call a run. So I think Mims at his size with his balance could eventually become that heir apparent to Trent Williams, and they kind of have a need at right tackle. So I like that pick at 31.
All right. Yeah, fingers crossed he stays healthy because that's the only thing with him because I love him.
Yep, me too.
Oh, man, Braden Fisk. I hate seeing his name go across the board. I love that guy.
Mm-hmm. He's good, man.
I mean, Roman Wilson. Oh, my gosh. Malachi Corley's there, too, which is sort of funny because we
that is literally, yeah, he gets the Debo comps, and he
it's not even lazy. That's exactly who he plays like.
Yes. I think he plays more like Debo than Xavier Leggett does. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
In terms
Debo
of
might have a little more juice than Malachi, but, man. So, Malachi, I think wide receivers are a real – because Brandon Ayuk may get traded. He wants a new deal. I'll get that. They paid Debo, and then there's Juwan Jennings as a slot, who's a big slot, and he's good at what he does. They haven't got anything out of Danny Gray yet. I liked him coming out of SMU. Ronnie Bell was a seventh-rounder last year out of Michigan. But I'm still thinking these top three guys here have me intrigued.
I like Corley the most just in terms of fit. Like, I feel like the 49ers love the yards after the catch ability.
Yeah.
And just bouncing off tacklers, contact balance, power. That's what I see. And I think everyone is very clear to see on Corley's film. So I would lean in that direction, especially the end of the second round.
And the issue about Corley coming out of Western Kentucky is that they just threw him quick game stuff. And he ran all the routes at the Senior Bowl. So he has that capability. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if Kyle Shanahan's dialing up plays, he'll find a way to get the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
All right, Harry, run the card up. We're taking Malachi Corley here. It's too obvious not to.
And then after this, let's look either corner or interior O line, right? That they made some signings on defense, but I think they still need those.
Oh man, they got Deese Isaac sitting out there too. Oh, he's gone. Damn. Okay. All right, so Renardo Green's been a popular name. He's a physical cornerback. Kyrie Jackson's long, as is Cam Hart. And look into your offensive line really quickly here, Harry. So Puni out of Kansas, who I like. Van Pran, if you're looking for a center. Mahogany, I like him as well.
I love Limmer. I'm a big Limmer fan.
Bo Limmer, he's going to be your center. Is that what you're thinking, or you think he can play guard?
I think he can play either. But anyone, I'm not a big Christian Mahogany fan, so any of those three, Limmer, Puni, or Van Pran, I think, could be like awesome fits in San Francisco. Just the complex running scheme that they have there, I'd be fine with any one of those three. I will defer to you as the GM.
So Limmer or someone like Renardo Green, a physical corner who can.
Actually, you know what? I think, and tell me what you think about this. I think the interior offensive line class is deeper than corner. Like there's some guys later in the draft that you can pick that can be center guards. So maybe lean Renardo Green, who smaller but plays bigger, tested well, was just 4 years awesome at Florida State.
Yeah, let's go Renardo. I like him better than Cam Hart, and I like Kyrie Jackson a little better than Renardo, but he's a different type player. All right, so let's circle back to the interior offensive line here. And it looks like Traps' guy is still going to be there. Oh, is he?
Mason McCormick's there.
Oh, they took Bo Limmer. How about that?
Yeah, they took both. They're both gone.
Score down a hair. Let's see if we have any other sleepers. Norzad plays the interior. Brandon Coleman's an interesting prospect. Mm-hmm. I like him a little bit. Glades is there as well.
Coleman is like played a little guard, played a little tackle. I think he would be awesome as like a bigger athletic guard. They picked Aaron Banks out of Notre Dame a few years ago. And it feels like Coleman's a similar type player that with Banks, he was like big and wide. And it kind of felt like, hey, he can't play in a scheme that's going to accentuate mobility so much on the interior, but he's actually been okay. And I think Brandon Coleman, with that workout that he had at the TCU Pro Day, he would make a lot of sense. I know he's ranked 170 and this is 124.
Yeah, it's not our board, though.
Yeah, but it feels like the 49ers like to just keep replenishing the offensive line with Kyle Shanahan.
I'm fine with that. And Brandon Coleman, for me, I had him as a mid to late fourth rounder. So this is
there you go.
Perfect. Okay, now all right. Next up, we got a ton of picks here. We're at 132. Mm-hmm. We have six to go. All right. So Dadrian Taylor Demerson is a guy that I know you and I both like. Oh, Ben Sennett's there. I mean, so we got Kittle. Braden Willis, who I like coming out of Oklahoma. They have Latu at Alabama. I mean, they don't have a huge need, but God, he's good.
How about Taylor Demerson just with the ability to take the football away with how explosive he is at 132? Yep. I think just that's like a kind of a trump card that he has that I think would be worth a fourth round pick.
Hufanga's coming off the ACL, and they have Jair Brown, who played well as a rookie. Dadrian Taylor Demerson, come on down.
Now, where are we at?
All right.
140? Oh, geez, 135. There's all these compensatory picks.
Yeah, we're going to have a minute here. Ben Sennett's still there. He's best player available. I think
he's got to be the pick here. Just with George Kittle, as aggressive as he plays, and he's stayed relatively unscathed the last few years. But
he's a good blocker.
He's a good blocker, so he's got to play a lot of snaps. I think having Ben Sennett as his heir apparent would be smart.
All right, pick 176. We're into round five. Michael Pratt. I mean, he feels like he would excel in a Shanahan system, but everyone feels that way. So
everyone does.
Who's the backup? The backup is Josh Dobbs and Brandon Allen.
What about Ulofosio with the linebacker coming off the ACL? I'm totally blanking. Dre Greenlaw coming off the torn Achilles in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I wouldn't. I mean, you have Fred Warner there, and like when those two are healthy, they're as good as any linebacker tandem in football. But I think maybe just throwing him in here, maybe play some special teams, but the athleticism was through the roof. He's an older, kind of higher floor prospect. I like Ulofosio. I'm just not sure how you
feel. Oh, I have him going early on day three, and they just signed Devondre Campbell, but that's a short-term solution. I'm all about this. I love the way this guy played. Mm-hmm. Seems to be a movement towards
that's 176. Yeah. I think that's good value there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, next up.
Pass rusher on the outside. They signed Leonard Floyd. They obviously have Nick Bosa. Ooh, Jalix Hunt is kind of interesting.
Yeah, Brennan Jackson is our guy, Pete Briscoe. He loves Brennan Jackson. Xavier Thomas, situational pass rusher. Jalix Hunt, former safety from Cornell, learning the position. I'm fine with any of those three, whatever.
I think like, yeah, I always like late in the draft, like the big time athletes that, you know, started at a different position, transfer, they're kind of new to this newer position. That's kind of the case with Jalix Hunt. He would intrigue me as kind of that just classic developmental edge rusher that is pretty big, you know, bulked up from that safety spot and actually was a decent pass rusher last season at the small school level.
Yeah, let's do it. At this point, we're throwing darts and hoping for the best. Two more picks, 215 okay. and 251.
Let's go to all, Harry. What about more of a – I know we picked Brandon Coleman. What about Hunter Norzad to be, like, yeah. literally, like, guard center, not tackle guard possibility? You like him?
Yeah,
I do. Is he another Cornell? He's another Cornell to a different school transfer, is he not?
I know he transferred. Let me double check.
I don't know if it was Cornell, but anyway, he was fun on film last season. Wherever he transferred from, he joined the Big Ten last year and didn't look out of place. I thought Norzad being like mid to late day three guy kind of feels like that center who can really outplay his draft position.
He's 24 and a half. He is a Cornell guy. Cornell would have crushed it at the FCS level. They kept all their guys. Seriously. But I like the way he played too. Yep, let's take him. Excuse me. Let's take him and just keep adding depth and good players. I think he has a chance to go earlier than this. He is a little older, but at 24 for a center, that's not the end of the world. All right, one last pick here in the seventh round, 251.
Ooh, what about Isaiah Davis, man? Just we know that it's weird that the 49ers are always like drafting running backs when they can just plug in anyone, but I thought Davis's film was really good for like multiple seasons. And he's big. He's like 6 foot 220. I would like that pick late.
And they usually draft these guys in the second, third round, which don't make sense. So at least that's the last pick of their draft. Yeah. Isaiah Davis, South Dakota State, come on down. I love it. All right. Another grand slam draft, I feel like. Amarius Mims fills the right tackle position. Malachi Corley, Debo 2.0. Then you get help at cornerback with Renardo Green, one of the most physical corners despite his size. Add some depth along the offensive line with Brandon Coleman. Some more secondary help with Adrian Taylor-Dimerson. And then Ben Sennett, future George Kittle there, maybe not. And then you get some help on the defensive side of the ball down the stretch and finish things out with Isaiah Davis, running back, seventh round, South Dakota State. All right, that wraps up the Perfect 49ers Draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL and CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.